higher a little bit, and I don't need to worry about it as much. But holy shit, you guys, this can't go forward. And if you are a resident of Terrace, you cannot allow this to go forward. And keep in mind, we have up in the north a lot of conservative government. And conservative government wants to make money, and that's it. So do not let this happen. And, you know, don't wait. Don't wait for it to be a more concrete proposal, because they're counting on you forgetting that this is happening. Get mad now. Get worked up now. Stop this before it starts. The last thing we need in the north is another drain on our resources, and that's what this is. We have already got pipelines, which are a drain on our resources and are poor, are bad for the environment. We have up in the north so much untouched environment. We have so much untouched forest, and we're just selling it off in swaths because the people in power want to make a buck. And we can't let that happen anymore. We cannot, as I have said before, continue to speed run our own extinction. And that's what it feels like we're doing. We've got, you know, this pipeline that it seems like they're just going to force it through. And I've said, too, that makes me really concerned for the way that people will respond. The way that people respond when you back them into a corner isn't to just let it go and let it happen. And so I'm deeply worried for the next few years of reaction. Because when you start to destroy people's homes and environments, there will be a response to that. And we have to realize and understand how short-sighted these people are and how they are not interested in you benefiting. They are interested in themselves benefiting. Mr. Chong can talk about feeding back into the communities all he wants, but the only thing he's interested in really is making sure that he and his funders benefit. And that's not going to be you. None of this will trickle down, and it's really important that you start to realize that. So, as I have said, a hard no on the Skeena data center. Send him emails. Reach out to him directly. Tell him to go away, and that we are not interested in having that in the north. SkeenaDataCenters.com is his website. I don't see a contact, but there's a LinkedIn ad or button, so maybe it's there. Under no circumstances should he do this, and Terrace should stand up against this immediately. And, you know, Mr. Chong, if you want to do something good, why not put $1.8 billion into helping the extraordinarily limited housing situation that we have up here? Why not help us deal with the opioid epidemic? Why not help us deal with things that maybe will not enrich you or other rich people, but will help these communities actively and meaningfully? But you, like so many people from Vancouver, from the South, don't really understand the North and don't actually really care about it that much. You see a bunch of untouched land and think, I could put my thing there and I could make money from it. And the people here are the ones who suffer the consequence of that. Even there, it says, you know, it could be there for 15 or 20 years. How short-sighted is that? We should be building things and creating infrastructure that will stay here forever. Not until people are done and bored with AI. So that's that. And on a side note, I would like to say to everyone listening, if you run a business, stop using AI in your marketing. Stop. Stop. There are some really great food trucks and businesses around the north here that I see using AI in their logo creation and their, you know, social media marketing. And it honestly makes me so much less inclined to support and to patronize your business. And I think that it actually makes, especially in the case of like food trucks and stuff, it makes your food seem worse. Because so often your food should speak for itself, and if you're just generating pictures of your food, it looks awful and unappetizing. Stop doing that. Do better. Take pictures of the food that you're making and use that. You know? It's not that hard. And everybody else, just stop using these image generators and stuff. Stop. If you're not listening at this point, then don't act like you care. And if you are somebody, this is another bit of a tangent, but going through it and looking at new music from BC, as I like to do, I came across a few profiles that mentioned being AI-assisted creatives. No, you're not. Don't use AI to make your art. It makes it worse. And it's not art. If you're using AI in your art, you're not an artist. You're a hack and a fraud. And you should be embarrassed. So, stop using AI for stuff. It's bad. It's stupid. Everybody hates it. And everybody knows. That's the other thing. People know. And they don't like it. So just stop it. Okay. I'm sure this subject is going to come up again and again and again on this show, but I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that this is not an issue solely down south, and this is an issue that we're going to have to be ready for up here as well. And it is just another way to destroy our environment, which I'm not here for. So tell Skeena Data Center to get out, because we're not interested. And if you are interested, then maybe you should get out also. Okay, I'm done for the week talking about AI. This is Dante with Pathways of Reflection, and we are going to be back to talk about other stuff after this, I think. We'll see. Enjoy. Damn, yesterday I really had it made. And now today I'm thinking back to like the second grade. I'm more specific, back to time that was fine like wine. Back when my mind was just laid like a chair recline. But it's fine, I'll keep it bright like a halo shines. And put my pain all up inside of this eerie rhyme. And I'm all on a ride on the highest highs. But then the lows come and hit just like the falling sky. God, sometimes I wonder why. But then I try to think of granddaddy in a suit and tie. Life passing by, gotta grab it while you can. And I just hope I'll get remembered when it's time to meet the man. Upstairs, it's hard to feel like there's something next. The fear of death looming big like a coming test. Sometimes I'm vexed that I ain't gone big and made it yet. But then I hear the voice of reason in my mama's text. My little guy, take your time. It's not about the end, it's more about the journey's line. And on the way, don't ever lose your shine. And that way even when I'm gone, you'll keep on holding mine. My little gun, you know that you're the one. This world will be a darker place without you as my son. I watch you run, know it's hard but just a monk. Your legacy will live for centuries and more to come. Huh, I guess she's kinda right. But mental state and worries got me on and off at night. It's fight or flight with my own intrusive thoughts. That's when I turn to empty streets and city lights and walk. My brain turns off and I finally get to breathe. Love people but at parties always get the urge to leave. Believe myself more than all my closest friends. Don't make them any less, it's just I'm not one to pretend. When I'm intense on the me, myself and I know it's fine to sigh, I know it's also fine to cry. Too many guys teaching C's to hold it in. Then wonder why the sons won't ever speak to them again. Not trying to get sin in the cycle of this life. Reminding me I can't feel good without my times of strife. I'm done my walk, that's enough thinking tonight. Gonna call my mom, I know she's gonna make my mental right. Hey honey pie, I'm always by your side. Your mama loves you so and she's just so much full of pride. You're right tonight, left you with no appetite. But promise that tomorrow you'll still fight your greatest fright. I love you. Peace.
Way to pass the time.
Davin with Cryo Chamber. Before that, Dante with Pathways of Reflection. Welcome back to Sierra Moose Radio. We have been talking about the proposed AI data center in Skeena and why it's bad and shouldn't happen. And now we're done talking about that. I don't want to talk about it anymore today or this week or maybe this month. I don't know. Exciting news on the personal front. The next Megafauna album is finished. My self-titled album comes out in September. I'm very excited to share it with you. The first song, Your Bones Are Always Wet, has been out for a little while now. And I'm going to announce the... I'm going to release the next single now on this episode, as well as announce a show. I have a show coming up. So, for folks in Smithers, BC, here's the deal. Sunday, June 14th at 4 p.m. at the CICK Radio train car, I will be doing a 30-minute show to kick off the... to help kick off the fundraising drive at CICK. Very exciting. And a cool note is that 2 years ago, June 2nd, 2025 or 2024, I played my very first show as Megafauna in that train car. So this is a real back to where it started moment. And I'm really excited to go back and play in such a neat and unique venue. The show is free, so you can come and check it out. It is at the CICK train car in Smithers. That is June 14th at 4 p.m. I know, kind of a weird time and a short set, but I'm really looking forward to it. I will be playing stuff from the new album exclusively, so you'll get to hear more of the new album before it comes out. Yeah, I'm very excited. I hope you'll come and check it out. It is, like I said, a free show on a Sunday, June the 14th at 4. I will continue to remind you, but you can also go over and check out the listings of live shows at themarsh.ca/live. Right now, there's only Midsummer Music Festival on there. As I'm speaking, by the time you go and look, hopefully there will be another poster up. So, but yeah, that's the other show I have is, I'll be playing two sets at Midsummer Music Festival, a full set and then a tweener. So, I hope you will check that out. It's the only festival I'm playing this year. Nobody else wanted me. So thank you to Midsummer Music Festival. I really appreciate it. New album, like I said, comes out in September. It is finished, so we'll kind of play it by ear when I put it up for pre-order, but who knows? Who knows what'll happen? I think that the song I am going to release, you guys get to hear me decide. There are 13 songs. I think the one I'm going to put out is called Stories Heard But Not Recalled. And you're going to hear that right now for the very first time on this show. So enjoy a brand new one from Megafauna. This is Stories Heard But Not Recalled. We'll be right back. stories heard but not recalled by Megafauna. That's me, now available. I'm going to try and, like, queue it up so that it comes out. Well, no, I don't know. I'll figure it out. It'll be available once, when you're hearing this, you can go and hear the song, probably somewhere. So I hope you will check it out, play the hell out of it, and let me know that you liked it. Leave comments and stuff. I know this is, like, one of those things that gets said all the time and passed around to kind of ad nauseum at this point, but if you like the music that I'm making, or you like the content that I'm making, or whatever, and there is an opportunity for you to comment or engage with it, like it, you know, whatever, please do that. It sucks that we do have to keep saying it, but if you, and you know, this goes for anybody, if you like the creative projects that anybody is doing, and you know that, especially that they're independent and they're doing it on their own, share it and like it and interact with it and engage with it, because it boosts it. So much of social media is algorithm driven, and every creative that you know is fighting the algorithm in some way or another. So even if it isn't my stuff, you know, but you grabbed your friend's album on Bandcamp, maybe they gave you a free code, go back and give it a review. Like, you know, do these things, because it really makes a difference. And I know that it can feel really irritating, or, like, you know, it can feel kind of annoying when people are constantly telling you to do those things or whatever, but it's gotta happen, because this is where we're at now. And, you know, you can say, well, the good stuff rises to the top, and it really doesn't. The stuff with money behind it rises to the top. Sometimes that's also good stuff, but, you know, I hope even in playing stuff that I find on Bandcamp on the show, that you'll kind of start to see that there is so much out there that is not getting any attention, or getting very little attention. I've played stuff on here that has no purchase, like no supporter images underneath it, and it's been out for a month or a year or whatever. Like, there's so much out there, and it does really start with, like, friends and associates, you know, like the people around you. If you're around somebody who is trying to get something off the ground, share it and engage with it, because it makes so much of a difference. And it honestly, it's kind of nice. Like, it's nice to feel like you're being seen, I guess. And often it's a fight to be seen. So, all right, there's my soapbox thing over for now. Let's check out this one from my Criado, Enemy featuring Suffering Unseen. And we will be back on Syrup Moose Radio after this. Criado with Enemy featuring Suffering Unseen. This is Syrup Moose Radio. We are nearing the top of the hour, or the bottom of the next hour. It's interesting. Top of this hour, bottom of the next one. Yeah. In the sort of spirit of what I was saying before about shouting out and supporting friends and people that you think are doing cool stuff, I want to very quickly shout out Void Zine from Prince George. very, very cool stuff. And they recently did a review of my recent Grum Trencher album, which I thought was very cool of them to do. Void Zine. It is in Prince George. I also have a few copies of it. If somebody wants one, let me know. Maybe I'll send you one. The other thing that I think is very cool, and I'm just now realizing I haven't gotten to talk about on this show yet, is Skulk Zine is going to be preserved by the Prince Rupert City and Community Archives. They reached out to me out of nowhere and asked for some copies, and we went back and forth a bit, and they're going to be preserving all copies or all editions of Skulk that I do going forward, which is wild to me. So if you want to submit, please submit syrupmoose records@gmail.com to submit your stuff. themarsh.ca/skulk for information. There's lots there. Let's do a second issue. Let's get it done already, for heck's sakes. I haven't received anything for the second issue yet, so send it my way. All right, this is Hillsborough with Hot Girl TM. We will be back at the in the next hour with more Syrup Moose Radio. Enjoy, folks. Here we go.
Lessons for me, they can't forget, they can't forget.